Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Patreon.com/countthedings. That's a website you go to get all the extra access. The OG pod. We got the Rewatchingtons that we do on Cinephobe, where we go through old movies, me, Zach, and Maze, and you get to be interactive and you know, chime in with us as we're watching the movie. We have ad-free versions of Cinephobe. I know a lot of people have been arguing, complaining about the number of ads. Guess what? Ad-free version all on the Patreon. And of course, you get this entire episode all at once, all on a Monday, as opposed to waiting for piece by piece throughout the week. Patreon.com/countthedings. Sign up, be a member, etc. All right, let's get to the show.
Niggas ain't even playing R. Kelly no more, bro. Niggas out here. Hey,
yeah, man, I got told off about that, man.
Speaking of
recently,
I went to another infused spot, bro, yesterday, and I was having my little 3-course meal, and Best of Both Worlds came on, and I said, "Damn!" out loud, I shouldn't have said nothing. And it was a nigga sitting like a table over. He said, "Yeah, I see they skipping the songs when R. Kelly come on. Shit, they killing my motherfucking vibe."
Damn.
He wanted to hear Kells.
Look, man, that's the horny in a different way that you were talking about. Like, when it's like, you might think something, but you don't say that shit out loud. This nigga,
"Yeah, you see they skipping all R. Kelly songs. I wanted to hear that shit. The king of R&B. I was like,
"Damn." So, all right, let me ask. I know where I stand.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's Best of Both Worlds, right? Let's say it's one of those songs where Hov has 3 verses and Kells is doing the hook.
The hook? Uh-huh.
We good?
Listen, "Fucking You Tonight" is an amazing song. And
oh, you went to the gusto. Okay, my nigga.
I'm just saying, because this is the song I think that like really teeters for people. You could eliminate almost everything else. Best of Both Worlds is hard, but it wasn't that hard. "Fucking You Tonight" is an incredible Biggie song. Like, it's immaculate. I think about them being in the studio when I hear that song. Like, what could they have felt when they recorded this? Because it's so incredible. But it really is. But
no, it is. You asked what they could have.
I mean, yeah, pause. Also, it's the only R. Kelly song that I give a pass to, and I know it's probably a violation. But it's not his song. It's Biggie's song, and it's a great song.
This is the problem, because he produced the song, and obviously he sings the hook. This is what I said. Well, at the time when all the shit was going down, I was like, I know I can't listen to this thing. I love the music. I just can't. But after he went to jail and we established that, like, he doesn't get the royalties anymore, right?
Oh, he doesn't?
If I'm not mistaken, like, that shit is going into escrow and it's paying off, like, survivors and shit.
Oh, so, like, by listening, we're helping out.
That's what I said. I said, well, now I can do this guilt-free. But apparently this bit of information has not arrived at everybody's doorstep. Plus, the nigga's never getting out of jail. Like, he's going to die in prison. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm just like, all right. I mean, we made our point. We won. He's in prison. Isn't that what we're trying to do? We're trying to expose the guy for being a piece of shit and have him brought to justice? And that's what happened. So why am I still punishing myself here? So I was singing the Kelly Price, friend of mine, fucking
great song.
I was like, "Yo, man, this is one of the all time great karaoke songs."
Yeah,
you get a friend to come sing the other part, man. You get another friend to be Kelly in the background,
mm-hmm.
And you know, like, and I'm Mr. Big, and that, like, that's a great thing. And I got reprimanded. Like, that's not something to joke around about, and. You know when someone says that to you and in your mind you're like, but I'm not joking. But you realize this is your out because you really don't want to have a conversation about this. It's exactly what happened to me. I was like, I could say the truth and say, I'm not joking. I'm serious. I love this song and I love that I'm able to sing it again. But I said, I mean, just take the out of.
You got think Will you're actually
joking.
Bro,
yeah, I just, yeah, I'm like, yeah, you know me. Oh, speaking of R. Kelly.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Oh, man.
What's this? What's the song? Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Jason.
I was going to say, what about the kid that just went viral on TikTok with the R. Kelly, Mr. Biggs?
Yeah, man, shout out to her. I hope they don't ruin her like the internet ruins everything else.
Yeah, she's hella talented.
Yeah, man, I mean, she's doing all the faces and the voices. Oh, not the voice, obviously lip syncing, but like, yeah. like she hit all the facial reactions, which kind of bugged me out because I'm like, this child can't be older than 12, right?
Right.
So well, like, they know like, R. Kelly so well,
but not just knowing the music so well. Like, that's someone who watched the video, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah, true.
That, right.
Like what were y'all doing, man?
Yeah, her parents probably love that nigga.
No, I oh, you know what I always think about Juju? I always think about where they interviewed what's my man from Long Beach?
DJ Quick?
No. Young kid, rapper from Long Beach.
Vince Staples.
Vince Staples,
yeah.
And Vince Staples said he
was way off. Tupac.
Yeah, you went too old. You went to China.
Yeah, the song called DJ Quick, by the way.
but he was talking about like I didn't grow up listening to Biggie or Tupac. And all these people on the internet are like, what? How could this move? What were your parents at? Da, da, da. And he was just like, yeah, my parents who like had me reading and like, you know, being good at school, they should have had me just listen to Biggie and Pac as a 7-year-old. And when he said it, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. And this isn't like basketball where like you're introducing your kids at a young age. This is what Michael Jordan did. This is what like Tracy McGrady did, whatever.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got 2 cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And little is just like, ah,
whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
This is like music that's not for children, bro. Like, why would he have grown up listening to that shit?
So, contrary, real quick, I mean, my dad was the opposite. That nigga was playing all the inappropriate shit for me growing up, like, because, you know, I'm late 80s. So,
yeah,
in the early 90s, like, I specifically remember when The Dog Father came out, which couldn't have been like later than 1995 or yeah.
Oh, you talking about The Dog Father? Not Dog Father. No, yeah. 96. Yeah. That's the album Jerv never heard. 96.
That's the album that Trey says is Snoop's best album ever.
Yeah, no, so
RNG is, but the Dogfather is great. I love it.
My dad and my uncle, like, we're driving around in my dad's car with me in the back, like, actively listening to this album and, like, talking shit and having the best time of their lives. And, like, nigga, I was about 8 years old. You feel me? Like, and they were letting me listen to Pac, all this shit, like, making sure I knew what was going on in hip hop. Like, nigga. You ain't hear this new shit, like, and even my aunt, bro. Okay, so here, I'm gonna just tell this story real quick. I remember that when Hit 'Em Up came out, me and my little cousin were in the back of my aunt's car, and that's the first time I heard Hit 'Em Up, nigga. And I've never felt like being
that's acceptable under- though. That's acceptable.
Sure.
No, hear me out. It's not right that you heard it. But if that, because I'm imagining that they probably got word that Hit 'Em Up is out, and they're like, "Fuck it, we want to listen to it right now." They didn't acknowledge the fact that you was in the car. Now, if you're telling me that it had been out for a couple days and they didn't listen to it all day. Okay, all right.
Yeah, but they knew it was like a Tupac diss record. Like they knew, like everybody knew he was talking because it was like big shit in the adult community. They were like. That's some crazy shit. Like,
he starts the song. Shit, he starts the song off by saying, "I ain't got no love. That's why I fucked your bitch, motherfucker."
Yeah.
You kind of know what you're getting yourself into for the next couple minutes.
Real quick update for you guys here. This is the pause. R. Kelly royalties are seized and garnished. The wages are garnished to pay off the victim. So again. I feel like we're helping them play the music.
Maybe it's only certain R. Kelly songs. Like some of the joints, we probably got to chill. But like we can run back, like you know.
Come on back. Oh, you talking about like the content? Like content.
Yeah, like here you go. Are we okay with stepping in the name of love for like your little cookouts and all that shit?
I don't really like that song, but I suppose
it's I don't either. But like, black people really like that song. Black people really.
This conversation should be had. This conversation should be had in the Supreme Court right now. Like this is a big conversation, like for real, like informative, like intuitive, like it actually gives you juice. Like I need this in my life because it's some bangers from your boy that have been left on the shelf. You feel me? And
it's a lot of support.
If the victims is getting the revenue. I don't know. I mean, dare I say?
Who am I? Who am I to say no?
I'm not gonna say it, but dare I say, you feel me?
Yo, so I think who am I to say no to them getting money because I want to listen to the Fiesta remix, right? Like,
that's the joint with Kiss on it, right?
What do you mean?
After the show, it's the after party. That shit go crazy. After party, it's the hotel. I mean, hey man,
Fiesta.
I'm gonna say this tp2.com, the whole city. We need to take that system to the Supreme Court of Justice. Have this conversation.
So this is where I would say TP2 for as amazing of an album as that is, and on a million of playlists that I've once had. I feel like that album my nigga, you are not going to TP2 and playing I Wish. And if you are, you are not the nigga that I think you are. Okay. You've never gone to that album and said, "Hey, you know what? I want to hear I Wish today." You've never played that shit like that. So fuck out of here.
Nigga, that bitch is hit Gotham City. I Wish remix.
Gotham City, not on the album.
Damn, City of Justice. That shit go crazy though. City of Love.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you the song that goes crazy that nobody remembers. Y'all remember the R. Kelly song from the Shaft soundtrack?
Mm-mm. How it go? What's his name?
Stood on these blocks, put on these blocks. I lived on these blocks and walked through these blocks. Yeah, I walk in the shadow of these blocks. I cannot run these blocks. Cause I run these blocks. Whoa. And I'm paid my dues with every penny. Cause I'm a bad man.
You put the hook first.
Build up. It's a build-up, bro.
Hold up, bro. I just need you to network that motion you just did like 2 seconds ago. I'm your boy. I'm not clipping that shit, but yo, my nigga.
I can't grab my chest.
That's not the motion you did, my nigga. Like, what? I'm just saying. Oh, that's
hands were two hands,
and hands were a lot closer to you.
I'm just saying, my nigga.
I'm not gonna clip this shit. I'm just saying, dog. You my man. Don't do that no more.
I love this shit. Oh, shit, man. All right, man. That's gonna do it for us. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Go ahead, sign up, get your extra content, get your ad-free content, get your rewatching, to get your Discord access, get so much more. Patreon.com/countthedings. For Juju, for Trey, for Jason and Jerv, I'm Amino Hazard, reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.